Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
And as you heard in Vivian's bulletin there, Dublin Airport is set to breach its cap of 32 million passengers this year. That was according to the DAA. Speaking earlier, they said that despite efforts to dampen airline demand, it now forecasts that passenger numbers in 2024 will be closer to 33 million. Well, Michael O'Leary, Group CEO of Ryanair, is on the line now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. So the cap is going to be breached, and we don't know the implications for the DAA over breaking the planning law. Are there implications for you and Ryanair, or is it just good news for you and your profits?
No, there's very negative implications. Firstly, the cap has been breached. The cap is a 2007 completely irrelevant restriction, which was imposed because there was fears that road traffic would collapse at Dublin if we got to 32 million passengers. We're now over 32 million passengers. The road network has been significantly upgraded. There is no road traffic concerns. And so the cap should be done away with. The only impact is we're and the other airlines are not allowed to add about 250,000 extra seats this Christmas, which we add every Christmas, which means fares will be significantly higher coming back to Dublin this Christmas.
Mm.
And the IAA, the Irish Aviation Authority, has written to the airlines asking for our proposals as to about how we would reduce seats to Dublin next year by up to a million passengers. And we've politely told them to go away. You don't have the power to do this, and we're not reducing seats. The solution to this is fundamentally simple. The Minister for Transport needs to send a letter to the Irish Aviation Authority telling them to ignore this traffic cap while the DA, through the planning thing, goes.
Okay, your line, Michael, there just dropped out a little bit.
Apologies.
You're grand. Kenny Jacobs was asked about that claim you made that people will be paying €500 to get home for Christmas this year from London, and he said it won't happen. He said there's going to be no difficulty. You'll have the same. He said you'll have the same number of slots as last year. So was that scaremongering?
No.
Like, who's right?
No, I'm right. Kenny's wrong. We have already applied for about 250,000 seats for slots for extra flights this Christmas, and they have been rejected by the Irish Aviation Authority. None of the airlines at Dublin are allowed to add extra seats this Christmas. So Dublin will be about 250,000 seats less in Christmas 2024 than it was in Christmas 2023. And it is therefore inevitable that prices will be significantly higher. We in Ryanair have diverted 50,000 extra seats up to Belfast from London. So many people coming home to Dublin this Christmas will be coming home via Belfast because the Minister for Transport won't get up his backside and do something.
Mm, well, now, we had Eamon Ryan on earlier. I don't know if you heard him talking to me.
I did. He was spoofing away.
Listen, for people who didn't, we asked him about this call for the government to intervene in the planning issue. Here's what he said.
I've been getting a lot of abuse from the likes of Michael O'Leary and others saying, oh, all you can do, all you have to do, ministers, you just have to step in and address it and click your fingers and it'll all be solved. That's not possible. That's not true. That's not within the law. And unless you want to throw out the Irish Constitution, throw out the Irish legal system and start having ministers running by fiat and diktat, then that's the way you go. But that's not how this country works. We are a democratic, constitutional republic. We live within the law, all of it.
So you're saying to Kenny Jacobs and to Michael O'Leary, direct your ire not at me as minister, but at the planning authority.
Well, just don't make false nonsense. Don't put out false... why are you pitching it in a way that all this takes a political decision from the minister, and if it wasn't for that, we'd be fine? That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not accurate. And that's not within the law.
He says you've got the wrong man, Michael.
Yeah, he's a spoofer. You know, the issue is we're already over the limit of 32 million passengers. This year, Dublin Airport will do 33 million passengers. And the traffic hasn't collapsed. The airport hasn't collapsed. The big issue is the IAA are under pressure to limit the seats at Dublin Airport, which is why they're not giving us the slots for our extra flights at Christmas, or they're looking for all the airlines to reduce seats by a million next year. And all we're saying to this incompetent minister is send a letter to the IAA instructing them to take
He says he's not going to get involved in the planning issue. But even more importantly, right? Forget
it's
all
not
that.
A no,
forget
issue.
Forget name calling and all of that.
It
right?
Isn't a planning he, issue.
If you heard him this morning, you heard him saying he's not averse to 40 million passengers.
No way.
But he's not averse. He's almost on your side here.
Why hasn't he done something about it?
It's a planning issue. It's not up to him. He can't intervene in that.
Listen, The Dublin Airport Authority are already going, it's a bit like going for retention for something you don't have planning permission for. You haven't broken the law. The DAA is going through the process of getting this cap lifted. The question is, what do we do in the intervening 1, 2 or 3 years while the planning process takes its course? And the simple answer is, issue a letter to the IAA instructing them to issue additional slots to the airlines. Fingal County Council, who introduced this planning restriction back in 2007, have already ignored their own planning cap when they granted permission for the second runway. The second runway now gives Dublin Airport the capacity for 60 million passengers. Why have we a second runway with capacity for 60 million passengers if some 2007 planning restriction says you can't carry more than 32 million passengers? Mm-hmm. And it's time for this. I mean, we've given up on this Minister for Transport because he's incompetent. It is time for the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach to take action on this. We are sending jobs, tourists and growth to Italy and to Poland because we cannot get the extra slots that we want to grow this summer, this or the to put on the traditional Christmas extras or next summer as well.
You have put extra flights on in Cork though, haven't you? You've made that announcement. So this desire of the government to spread development is working because it's sort of forcing you to do that.
We've added about 10, 20 extra flights to Cork a week. It's nothing compared. Normally at Christmas, in the 10 days prior to Christmas, and out to about the 3rd of January, we add about 20,000 extra flights in and out of Dublin Airport, mainly from London and from the UK provinces. None of those extra flights have been granted slots by the IAA this year. The IAA is a bureaucratic subsidiary of the Department of Transport. They're terrified that they'll be sued, and so they won't do anything. Now, we've already breached the cap. Why does it make any difference? If we had a competent transport minister, he would take action and he would be proud to be seen taking action to protect growth in jobs, growth in our economy. We're an island on the periphery of Europe. We've built a second runway that takes capacity to 60 million passengers and can't use it. We are the laughing stock of European aviation.
Okay, look, on your €500 flight, which just got so many headlines over the last few weeks, could people end up paying more than €500 to get over and back from London?
Well, over, I mean, we're talking over. These are one-way fares. Look, already on flights coming out of London.
You haven't even bought a biscuit yet for the 500, right?
Yeah. I mean, typically, the last seats of last year we would have sold from London to Dublin would probably have been sold at around 300, 350 euros. It's not a big jump, given that there's going to be 250,000 less seats to see that rising to 500 euros. Could somebody pay 550? Could somebody pay 600 on the weekend before Christmas? It's entirely possible because of the constraint, because the IAA will not give us those extra, the slots, not just Ryanair.
And do you know why Kenny Jacobs was said this morning, it's not a problem for Ryanair this Christmas? I mean, surely he knows that those seats haven't been permitted this year.
Of course he knows. But I mean, Kenny's a bit of a PR spoofer anyway, so Kenny just wants good news out there for the DAA. He's not the one who'll be responsible for this. Ryanair will be the one selling those seats. Mm-hmm. Why don't you sell all the seats at 59 quid? Because they'd be sold out by the end of October if we sold them all for 59 quid.
Right, but you call him a spoofer, but Michael, you must be happy that Kenny Jacobs now is prepared to breach the passenger cap. I mean, that is working in your favour. That's what you want to see happen.
It doesn't work in our favour. We've already breached the planning cap. And, you know, nothing has... And the Tower of Dublin Airport has not fallen down. But the big issue is we are not getting the extra flight slots for the traditional extra flights we run this Christmas. And you have the Department of Transport, effective subsidiary, the Irish Aviation Authority, writing to the airlines, asking us for proposals as to how we reduce traffic at Dublin Airport, reduce 1 million seats at Dublin Airport next summer, so that all Irish families will be paying higher fares because Eamon Ryan won't lift a finger. When he won't lift a finger, we need Simon Harris and Micheál Martin to do something. There's an election coming up. We cannot have the main gateway airport on our island constrained, particularly at a time when we've just opened a second runway, which takes capacity to 60 million passengers.
Yeah, you said on Sky News yesterday that you think fares will be coming down next summer to 2023 levels, and yet you're saying today that we're going to be paying €1,000 to get over and back from London.
Yeah, there's two different situations here. Like, we're going to add we're adding this year, Claire, about 14 million seats to our total business. So fares have come down across Europe this year by about 5% this summer. Fares to and from Dublin have gone up because there's no additional capacity. Where we can add capacity, fares will come down. where we can't add capacity or where capacity is reduced, which is what Eamon Ryan's inaction is leading to in summer 2025, fares will rise. We planned to put three extra aircraft into Dublin in summer 24. We couldn't get the slots for the aircraft from the Irish Aviation Authority. So two aircraft went to the south of Italy and one went to Poland. And this Christmas, you're going to see record airfares for families coming home to Dublin. A lot of families are going to have to come home to Dublin via Belfast. You know, can you imagine the emissions involved in driving up to Belfast to collect your relatives and bring them down to Dublin just because Eamon Ryan won't lift a finger? The government needs to act on this.
Eamon Ryan can see what your problem is with him. I know you've said it. Don't say it again because I don't want the name-calling thing.
Right.
We've heard it, right? Hang on a second. He doesn't have an issue with the 40
something.
Million. He doesn't have an issue with airlines. He doesn't believe in removing people's choice as a climate action measure. And he actually praised Ryanair for investing heavily in sustainable fuels. I mean, maybe if you listened to him, you could work with him, you know?
It's not about what he says. I mean, because what he does. He's been the Minister for Transport for 4 years. This cap issue has been building for 4 years. He's failed to take any action.
And the DAA didn't apply for the planning permission on time. They themselves have conceded that.
You know, is it the DAA who screwed up here? Yes, it is. But when the DAA screw up, we expect the Minister for Transport to take action. I mean, it's remarkable to me. The Greens have two ministers, Minister for Transport and Minister for Tourism. And between the two of them, we have a cap on Dublin Airport. We can't grow the tourism industry in this country, and despite the fact that airlines like Ryanair want to grow, that growth is being exported to Poland and to Italy simply because they won't take action.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to point the finger at
Eamon Ryan.
It's easy to point the finger.
He's a great man to waffle on about 2050. And
listen,
these solutions. But when push comes to shove,
I think,
he doesn't act.
I think you're not seeing that he is more or less on your side here. I mean, what you're not doing is focusing your ire at the planning system. And you're really asking us to support calls for politicians to intervene in planning matters. You know where that got us in the past in this country.
It is not an intervention in the planning matter. I don't understand why you keep coming back to the same failed claim that he's made. We're already in breach of the planning cap. The planning cap, which dates from 2007, was a concern about road traffic. If we're already in breach of it, what do we do? Do we stop growing at Dublin Airport while the DA get this cap lifted? The planning process in Dublin will take about 3 or 4 years, subject to High Court appeals. Do we not grow for the next 4 years on and off this island, or do we get a transport minister to do something simple like instruct the IAA, keep issuing additional slots while the planning process plays itself out over the next 4 years?
All right, listen,
the problem is we have a transport minister who won't act. He's just a spoofer.
All right, well, he's explained why he can't act in his view. But listen, there's a couple of other things, Michael, I want to ask you about before we go. You've said recently you wouldn't rule out setting up a holidays division, offering package deals to your customers. I mean, that sounds like going back to the future. Why is that an attractive business model?
It was misreported. I mean, it said, would you ever set up a holidays division in Ryanair? I said we wouldn't rule it out, but not until we finish growing our scheduled passenger business. And at the moment, we have 8 or 10 years of growth, which will take Ryanair from 200 million passengers a year this year to 300 million passengers a year by 2034. So only when we get to the mid-2030s will we have a look at it. Because setting up a holidays division is a way for airlines who are not growing charging higher fares by hiding it all in package holidays.
Right.
In Ryanair, we don't want to charge higher fares. We want to keep growing by selling lower fares.
Mm-hmm. But when that grows,
the only country we can't grow in is Ireland.
All right, so that may be down the line. You've also called for alcohol limits in some airports to tackle a rise in disorder. You spoke about two drinks, I think.
And then
people fired back at you, well, stop selling the drink on the planes.
I have no problem with that. I mean, you know, all we have said is, look, the problem, and all airlines are suffering this problem, there's a rise in disruptive behaviour from passengers on board. The big challenge is, particularly during periods of flight delays, ATC flight delays, people are drinking too much alcohol at airports. But if the solution to that is, say, the airlines must also limit the alcohol to two drinks per passenger on board, no problem. We'd be happy to do it. We've got to control the issue of alcohol at airports and on board aircraft. Our average flight is 1 hour 15 minutes. Very few passengers will buy or drink more than two drinks during that flight time. But when a flight is delayed for 1 hour, 2 hours at an airport because of an ATC failure, people are inclined to drink too much alcohol. And all we said, and I think it's reasonable, we don't want to penalise everybody, but everybody has a boarding pass. Why don't you just limit the amount of alcohol sales per boarding pass to just two alcoholic drinks? After that, have a coffee, have a tea, have a water. We want everybody to have a good flight experience. Mm-hmm. And I also want to protect my cabin crew, who are being abused by these unruly drunken passengers.
You could, I suppose, lead out on that by saying, you know, and you could take a unilateral action on this and just say it's two drinks on a Ryanair flight, that's it.
I have no problem with that. No issue.
You could do that in the morning, I suppose, and that would, as I say, you'd be leading out on it. So, you know, there would be
But it wouldn't solve the problem.
Well, there might be a moral obligation then for people to take the request for the airports to restrict the drinks quite seriously if you did it.
Look, pubs at airports don't work on the basis of moral requests. We need legal action on this. This is an action for, you know, the Department of Justice, the Department of Transport. We need to, I mean, it's not an unreasonable ask. Why do people feel the need to drink pints of Guinness at 7 o'clock in the morning? Now, I wouldn't do it. But if you do, at least restrict it to 2 pints of Guinness. You can't have 3 and you can't have 4. Let's just have a little bit more sobriety and better behaviour on board aircraft. I mean, 25 years ago, we used to allow people to smoke on board aircraft. We look back now and we think, God almighty, how do we ever allow that?
Yeah.
Now, I don't think it's fair to ask everybody to not drink or to ban alcohol, but at least limit it to 1 or 2 drinks on board an aircraft. I think that's perfectly fair. Mm. It wouldn't disrupt the journeys of millions of people, but it would play a major role in tackling this drunken and disruptive behaviour on board aircraft.
Okay. Listen, on your own bonus, it's 100 million, and that's publicly known if Ryanair's shares stay above €21, isn't it, for 28 consecutive days. You're back now to €15 mark, so it's not looking likely for this year, is it?
Well, firstly, it's not a bonus, it's a share option. So I get the right to buy shares.
Right.
Nobody's going to pay me a bonus. But yeah, like the share price has gone from €21 to down to €15. It doesn't cost me a thought. It's not going to change my life whether I get the share options or don't get the share options. I, together with the rest of the team in Ryanair, are going to continue to work hard to grow the business and keep driving airfares, the cost of air travel, down across Europe where we can. Sadly, in Ireland, we can't because of this ridiculous and outdated traffic cap.
You'll be all right without them. Without the share option.
I will survive. I won't starve, Claire, thankfully.
All right. That is good to know. I see there's a response in from Kenny Jacobs on what you said. I think you called him a spoofer. He said he learned from the best of them.
There you go.
Right.
But, you know, he should know better than to say, you know, he knows that there's going to be 250,000 less seats at Dublin this year. He knows fares are going to run through the roof this year. But Kenny's employed, you know, he's the head of the DAA. Ultimately, he reports into the Department of Transport. He should speak more freely. He should simply ask add the question, is there going to be 250,000 less seats at Dublin this year? Yes or no? And the answer is yes. And
Michael,
he can't deny it.
We will leave it there. Thank you very much for talking to us. Michael O'Leary there from Ryanair. Take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.